sports.
Okay, before I get to the juicy stuff, I have to talk about what happened in Korea because this is my favorite story.
I know where you're going with this. Go ahead.
Yes. Okay, so the K-League is soccer, football. And they've been putting mannequins in the stands to make it look like there's people there when they're playing the games. But now there's a big scandal. They have found out that there's not just mannequins in the stands. Some of the mannequins are sex dolls.
So?
Full-on sex dolls with the faces and the big...
Yeah. 2, 4, 6, 8. take me home for a date. Yeah, if you win, you win, man.
Yeah.
Ooh, and all the team's names start with O, apparently, according to those dolls.
O face. But some of the pictures are really funny because you can tell the mannequins versus the sex dolls. That, like, the mannequins look like they should be in the window at Hudson's. Then you look at the sex dolls, and there's, lady bits that are sticking out and facial expressions that are not normal. Per se.
Yeah, there are certain teams here. Never mind. There are team jokes we get into here in Major League Baseball. But I'm sure Major League Baseball is considering something similar here.
Why not?
Family fun night. With the O in Comerica Park.
But I love the pictures. I really, really, the pictures are hysterical.
So you sit there all morning looking at pictures of inflatable dolls?
Well, no, because they have masks on them too, for...
Oh, well, yeah, because that makes it cool. Let's put a mask on them. Wow. All right. Okay.
All right. The latest from baseball, they might be back sooner than we thought, which is not a bad thing at all.
Marlins maybe, actually, don't know if it's been confirmed yet, but they have an opportunity to start working out today.
Well, they have a league meeting today. Yeah. One of the things that I thought was kind of interesting is they want to ban sunflower seeds, which I'm all for because if you watch the baseball players spit, it's really disgusting.
Right.
So, you know what? I'm okay with that.
And dipping. So let me get this right. I can't have chewing tobacco, but it's okay for me to go ahead and have blow-up dolls in the stands.
You know, social distancing.
Yeah. You touch them 6 feet, you're a better man than I. Just saying.
The NFL is expanding the Rooney Rule requirements. Tony Dungy was speaking out about it yesterday. That's the whole... thing in the NFL where they try to hire more minorities,
right?
Women, African Americans, Hispanics. So, you know what? Do what you got to do. I'm all for whatever works.
Eric Bieniemy was one of the assistant coach for the Kansas City Chiefs. Was one of those names that just never got really considered for a head coaching gig that people were curious about. How come he didn't get a shot? So, anyway.
And then, locally, Clarissa Shields says she will not fight unless fans are in attendance. She was supposed to fight on the 9th of May, but it was postponed. And now she's saying, you know what? It's not the same. Boxing is one of those sports where you got to have people around.
Yeah.
Then a very cool video for De La Salle has popped up. And Red Wings head coach Jeff Blashill is in it, encouraging all of the students graduating.
I don't really want Jeff Blashill motivating me.
Considering the record of the Wings.
Right, yeah. No. You guys go out there and do a good job. Unlike what I have done. That was mean. Sorry, that's mean. He tried hard.
It's true.
He tried hard.
The point is, though, if you don't get a graduation and stuff like that, to have somebody of that caliber in your video is still pretty doggone cool.
It was either him or applicator, and they went, nah, nobody likes applicator. That was mean. Sorry. Hey, new Alice Cooper. We'll play that for you if you haven't heard it.
Oh,
snippet
yeah.
of this. Pretty damn cool and a great story behind it. That's coming up in about 20 minutes. Hang with us.
There's always room in Big Jim's house.
This place has everything. Chutes, ladders, the outdoor concert from a Zoloft commercial.
Call or text 248-398-WCSX.
Tuesday morning in the Motor City, Big Jim with you. And I was thinking about after all that heavy rain we had yesterday. And when you go outside and look at your deck, you know right away when it's not exactly the...
Yeah.
CSX Big Jim's House, 6:24. All right, it's Big Jim, Ryan, and just morning. Coming up after Alice, you're going to hear Alice. Alice Cooper, a new song that is so appropriate for these times.
She struts into the room. Well, I don't know her. But with a magnet.
That's what it is, man. 6:28, Big Jim, Ryan, and just morning. Erin's going to get tested. She got exposed to the coronavirus. Doesn't mean she has it, but we're just being safe this morning. So, well, she kind of headed out of here in a hurry. Okay, we just played Alice Cooper. We want to get to Alice Cooper's new song, Don't Give Up. We have the video up, right?
Yes.
All right, keyword house. The video is amazing because he posted the lyrics and he asked people to send in video clips singing the lyrics. He got over 20,000 submissions of people doing it.
Really?
Yeah.
One thing really quick, too, about these everybody putting out new music right now, you can't go out and shoot a music video.
Right.
So you have to get very, very creative, and he did that in this. This is awesome.
Yeah. So here's a little bit. Now, again, Keyword House, 248-398-9279. Just text us. We know you're getting going in the morning. Just you're busy and starting your day off. Don't worry about it. Just text us Keyword House. You can watch it when you get a second. But check this out. And the spoken word part.
Yeah, I know you're struggling right now. We all are. In different ways. It's like a new world that we don't even know. It's hard to sleep, even harder to dream. But look, you got 7 billion brothers and sisters all in the same boat. So don't panic. Life has a way of surviving and going on and on. We're not fragile, and we sure don't break easy.
You know it's so hard to cope when you're just hoping there's all. We're all hanging on by a thread.
There he goes. Don't give up. That's a great song. I don't care. I mean, the message is at the forefront, but it's a great song.
The whole thing, yeah. It's really cool. Like I said, the video is awesome.
And we had last year, Alice did the whole thing with the Motor City where we had, you know, some of the stuff that he had sampled, covers he had done. So there should be more. I believe there's going to be a vinyl version coming out towards the end of the year. There's more songs from those sessions here in the Motor City. So there'll be more, yeah. Alice Cooper on the way. But again, I see people texting in right now. If you don't have time to watch the whole video right now, totally get it. 248-398-9279, though. The keyword, of course, is
house.
All right. Reeling in the ears, Queen's greatest hits. If you haven't played the game, it's super simple, Sugar Bear. Ryan hates it when I say that. If you put this CD on your forehead, your tongue will slap your face.
Stop.
Till you're trying to get at it.
I'm leaving.
Okay, Junior, we'll get her done.
There's always room in Big Jim's house.
Inside, it's just everything. Lights, psychos, Furbies, screaming babies, and Mozart wigs.
Call or text 248-398-WCSX. Get alerted the next time your favorite song plays by signing up for CSX Song Alerts. You get reminders on your phone.
At 94.7 WCSX, Big Jim's House, 641. All right, coming up after Billy Joel. Reeling in the Years, a new game. We're going to play three clips from a specific year. All you have to do is identify them, and you'll win Queen's Greatest Hits on CD. I'll give you a clue. The year starts with one.
I was going to say, don't say the year, Jim. You love to.
Well, now I'm going to say it. You can't tell. You don't tell a fat guy he's losing weight. What are you, crazy? Of course I'm going to blurt it out next.
Got a call from the north, and we used to be real.
She's okay. One of those days, though, man. We'll get into that in a couple seconds. But now, you're playing for a copy of Queen's Greatest Hits on CD. All you have to do is identify the year that all three of these clips come from.
Look in my eye. Lock a hand. Thumb inside. Wax on. Hat. Wax off.
How serious is it between you and David?
Serious enough. I care about the guy.
Okay. 248-398-9279. Every time we say it's a softball, nobody gets it. So we're not going to say it's a softball. But we just said it's a softball, so it's a softball. Since we're talking about it. 248-398-9279. Give us the year for reeling in the years. Win that Queen's Greatest Hits on CD. Oh, Eliminator. What a great album from the year. I was going to say it. Didn't say it. We'll get to the phones next. Good luck.
Look in my eye. Lock a hand. Thumb inside. Wax on. Hat. Wax off.
How serious is it between you and David?
Serious enough. I care about the guy.
All right, there we go. Those are the clips. And what year are we looking for?
1984.
Well, yeah! You did it. First call up. Now, what's your name?
My name is Jerry. G-E-R-R-Y.
Jerry, congratulations. You got Queen's Greatest Hits on CD.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, 1984. Well played. Well played. All right. What are you up to this morning?
Just got up and heading to work.
Okay. Where do you work?
I work in an office in Canton.
Okay. Well, you stay safe, and we appreciate you listening in the morning. Hold on. Ryan's going to talk to you next, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. There you go. We'll do it again tomorrow morning right around 6:45. Another great album from 84, Shake It Up by the Cars. Yeah. Remember this music video? Was this like an Andy Warhol music video? CSX, Big Jim's House. On it! I believe it, man. All right, 7:03. It's Big Jim's House. Big Jim, Ryan, and Ange. Aaron's got the day off today, and more of our conversation with Kevin Cronin. If you missed it Friday, we were on Facebook, like, what, around 6 o'clock or so.
Right.
Kevin joined us from out in California, REO Speedwagon lead singer. And if you want to see the whole conversation, if you're a fan of REO, he's so gracious with his time. We didn't plan on talking for a half hour, but he just kept going. What are you going to tell him? We're done? It's Kevin. Yeah, we're done, Kevin.
Hey, sorry, I got stuff to do.
I
got to
get back to doing nothing. So text us, 248-398-9279. The keyword, of course, is
house.
And if you're a REO Speedwagon fan, he actually does an acoustic version of Golden Country.
Very cool.
In the middle
Very
of it.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So one of the conversation pieces was, and I've read this for years, that one of the songs that Kevin worked on with REO Speedwagon took him 10 years to finish. And now we have the story.
Well, I was working on Can't Fight the Stealing and wrote the verses and wrote a chorus at the time. And it was perhaps the worst chorus of all time. It went something like this. Let me see. Baby, you're my guiding light. Showing me the way, like a candle in the window on a winter's night. Whoa, baby, you're my guiding light. So the one line about candle in the window, I kind of salvaged that and okay. used it.
So on the other side of the coin then, what was the song that just like that, you wrote it, it all came to you, the muse spoke to you, and you just cranked it out?
Oh, man. You know, Roll with the Changes was kind of like that.
Yeah.
I wrote that in the car, you know. I was steering with my knees, writing the lyrics on a brown paper bag. I was between Denver and Albuquerque, I think. I guess that's the I-40. And, you know, some songs come, there's no rhyme or reason, man. They just come when you least expect them. And, you know, I think those of us who have managed to make a career out of it kind of don't let any of those moments slip away.
There you go. It really was a fun conversation. He's just such a great guy. If you want to watch it again, 248-398-9279. We'll send the link right to your phone. The keyword is
house.
All right, coming up next. What does it sound like when you're run over by a car? It happened to a friend of the show's here in Detroit. Seriously, we have audio of it next.
As soon as you are able, on the night I am willing to make the break that we are on the ground.
something from Big Jim's house? It's easy to catch up. Just text the word house to 248-39-PSX.
Hey, when you need a home electrician, you need to call an expert from Metro Electric. Metro Electric provides expert installation and guarantees all repair.
989279. PSX.
Hey, when you need a home electrician, you need to call an expert from Metro Electric. Metro Electric provides expert installation and guarantees all repair. And this morning, working remotely. So a good friend of the show, Julie, is a wonderful person. We love you, Julie. Julie was run over by her car. She's okay, by the way. No bones broken, nothing. How is beyond us. If you want to see the video, we have it posted. Text us the keyword is
house.
Is there anyone listening who was run over by a car? Not hit by a car. You had a car go over you. I'm telling you, there's nobody. No. Come on, dude.
You do this every time.
I know.
And somebody calls in every single time.
248-398-9279. 248-398-WCSX. Have you ever been run over by a car? We're not joking. Julie was run over by the car. It rolled over her legs. Looks like the car wasn't in park. You'll see in the video, and there's some really rough language, too. I mean, thank God for Ring, right?
Yes.
So we beeped it out, but just so you know, she said the words that we would all say when a car was rolling over us. Here's a little bit. Rolling over.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah. I don't know how she's not hurt. Thank God she isn't, but I don't know how.
But she's an absolute sweetheart. 248-398-9279. Seriously. Rolled over. The car rolled over.
And
over her legs.
And that's what it had to be, is she just put it in park and just jumped out.
Right. And it's amazing when you watch the video. And yeah, we're clickbaiting the hell out of you right now. Sorry. 248-398-9279, keyword house. You got to see the video.
But also, it's a good thing that the other cars were in front of her to stop that car. If not, was it going through a garage? Is it going through the side of the house? Where's it going to go?
Never even thought about
that. Where's that car going to go? Because you're not running it down.
She did this. And Julie, so you know, has a total sense of humor about this. She already submitted it to the Darwin Awards website.
Oh, geez. You got to.
Yeah, they haven't approved yet, but she submitted it. I see people calling. 248-398. Oh, you can grab the calls?
Yeah,
go get them. All right. 248-398-9279. Put people on hold here. Unbelievable. Keyword house. If you've ever been run over by a car, because our friend Julie was. Wow. That's a new one, man. Are we seriously getting people calling about this? Okay. Maybe I was wrong. There's another one. We are the Motor City. Number one for rolling cars over each other. 248-398-9279. If you've ever car run over you like our friend Julie. One more time. Again, keyword house if you want to see this full video. And there's some language, dude. And how she got up. She gets up and looks at it. All right. Check it out, Keyword House. What is going on with the calls here? All right. We'll get to it next.
It's always easy to reach Big Jim's house.
I'll call it the happy area. That's what I'm going to call it.
Call or text 248-398-WCSX.
Hey, when you need a home electrician, you need to call an expert from Metro Electric. Metro Electric provides expert installation and guarantees all repair. So a friend of ours, Julie, she got run over by her car. It rolled over her. Here in the Motor City, this happened here. A lot of people know Julie. You'll see the video. We put her Facebook post up. She gave us permission and talked to her last night.
And I'm sorry, Julie, but now that I know you're okay and everything's good, I got to laugh at it.
Well, she's laughing at it, too. She submitted it for a Darwin Award.
Oh, I love this.
So we've been asking the question, have you ever been run over by a car? Not hit by, run over by a car. Or had a car roll over you. 248-398-9279. I, of course, said no one's going to call. We got a whole stack of phones. Keyword, of course, is
house.
Yeah, and you'll see it. It says, like, woman run over or lady run over or video.
Julie got ran over.
That's right. Julie got ran over.
It's pretty straightforward.
And there is some language in it as well. We want to give you fair warning if you're at home with the kids and they're up this early. Here's just a little bit of Julie.
Oh my God.
You see the car roll right over her legs. How it didn't break her leg.
That's what I don't get, is how it doesn't snap the leg. Oh.
Keyword. All right. Hold on. Just Ryan, any course. So did you get run over by a car or rolled over by a car, Ryan?
No, but my dad was. It's the only thing that a Jeep can't climb was my dad at the time. So the story goes, he was helping my cousin pull his Jeep home with a car dolly. And my dad had a big Chevy dually. They were coming down Telegraph, and at the time, the drive shaft on the Jeep locked up. So my dad's in the middle of Telegraph. He jumps out of, because, you know, he's in traffic. So he jumps out of the truck and grabs a bar as he crawls underneath the Jeep. He popped the driveline loose. Well, in his rush, he never put the truck in the park. So as he popped the driveline loose, the truck starts to go. He's underneath the Jeep on the back half, the back wheels trying to roll over his chest.
Oh, God.
Now, he was a huge man, big barrel-chested man, and it couldn't climb over top of him, so it's scooting him down Telegraph. My cousin's Jeep, who it was, has one leg, so he jumps off the truck trying to pull my dad out from underneath the truck instead of just throwing it in the park. He panicked, you know? And I guess his leg fell off. And he finally was able to pull him out. My dad started to chase the truck, but somebody out of a store saw what happened and jumped up and threw the truck in the park.
Okay, there's somebody across the street on Telegraph watching this happen that could never explain this to their friends, because it'd be too far gone, right?
Oh, don't doubt my mind.
Dude. Okay, that's the crazy story we've heard in a while. Ryan, you're awesome, man. Stay safe. Have a great day.
All right, you too, bud.
All right, there he goes.
I think that story's for sale for movie rights.
Oh, my God. That's Joe Dirt 2 right there, boy. Man. Ryan.
Can you imagine watching that?
We invite you to call 248-398-9279. You're not topping Ryan's story, but if you were run over by a car, rolled over by a car, like our friend Julie and our buddy Ryan there, we should play something really, thoughtful. Something for Ryan's dad and for the one-legged guy who was chasing the car. So, you know, we want to really just do something that to show that we appreciate Ryan and all them. Here's BTO and Roll On Down the Highway. So stupid. 248-398-9279. Did you get rolled over?
We ran to the truck.
It's Big Jim's House Putts with Ryan. Text the keyword golf to 248-398-9279 to guess if producer Ryan will make or miss the putt. You could win a very cool sleeve of custom WCSX golf balls.
That's your home! Are you too good for your home?
Were you ever run over by a car? Did it roll over you? Were you run over by a car? There's a reason we're talking about this morning. A friend of ours, Julie, was actually had a car roll over her in the driveway. We have footage that happened here in the Motor City. She gave us permission to put it up, so we did. Keyword, of course, is
house.
There's some language. Wouldn't you cuss if your car rolled over you? Yeah, and she's fine. No broken bones.
That's the most amazing part, especially when you watch this video. It clearly goes over her leg.
Yeah, yeah. 248-398-9279. 248-398-WCSX. Keyword house. We'll send it right to your phone. When you're busy, getting ready to get, hopefully a lot of folks heading to work this morning or up doing what you do. Let me see. We had a text message coming in. We want to hear from you, though. 248-398-9279. Nancy in Ann Arbor. I was run over by my car, got up and walked to get help. Leg pretty squished. No broken bones. That's a medical term, squished. Squished is a bad word. If anything gets squished on your body, there's nothing
squished.
Good. Nothing, no. Hold on. Matt in Waterford, so wait a minute. You were run over by a car?
I was actually run over by a van.
Oh, well, topper, okay. Seriously?
Seriously. Was working on it, had it up on a set of ramps. Dog ran by with the chain and pulled the block out from the back, and as I was tightening up something on the transmission, it started to roll off the ramps, rolled over my shoulder, down my chest, and off my hip.
Oh my God, dude.
Yep, exactly. That's what I thought. I just laid there in the driveway for about 10 minutes.
Who found you?
Pale white. Nobody found me. I actually was at a buddy of mine's house, and his girlfriend was a nurse. Well, she was sleeping in the house, and my buddy was gone. So I ended up sitting on the picnic table for a little bit and then walked into the house, and she asked what was wrong because I was pale, white, and sweaty, and I told her. And she could see the tire track actually going down across my chest.
Oh, my God, dude. All right, Matt. Stand corrected, brother. We're so glad you're safe, man. Appreciate you listening, too.
Thank you.
All right,
long time listener.
There you go. See you, Matt.
Yep, bye.
There you go. 248-398-9279. You want to see the video of Julie getting run over by her car, and she's okay. Keyword, of course, is
house.
And if you were rolled over by a car, we'd still love to hear from you guys. I was wrong. I didn't think anyone would call.
It's
nuts. Detroit, man. Yeah. Matt, you're a badass. I was talking to a friend of mine, Grace Kiros. American Coney Island, right?
Oh, yeah, love her.
So they're doing curbside stuff. They've started up again. Limited hours, but they're back to it. Kind of restarting the Motor City here. We got our friends in the auto industry, the big three, all the men and women. Stay safe there as well. But one of the things she was telling me was she is getting a huge response to shipping those Coney kits, which we've given
right.
away in the
oh,
past
yeah.
all over the country.
I love those kits, though.
And I'll give you, if you're looking for a Christmas gift, and I'll give a free plug because I pay for them. They're awesome. You can ship them anywhere. But it led to this thought. Since everybody's buying these boxes of food, and you've seen, like, what is it, Gold Belly or whatever they are? You know the one I'm talking about where you can get food, like, from Chicago and Philly and all these places?
Yeah, they'll send them from, like, kind of popular spots
right.
around the country.
Right. So here's our question. 248-398-9279. If you were going to ship a Detroit food box, and I know we got to come up with a better name than Detroit food box.
I think I got one.
Go.
Motor City Meal Cart. No.
No, Motor City.
It's
got to be a box, not a cart.
Motor City Meal Box.
Meal Box.
I don't know.
Don't. Come on.
I love the
alliteration there. Okay.
All right.
So, our Detroit food box. No, seriously, though. What would go in a box full of food from the Motor City that you're going to send somebody? What would go in our Detroit food box? 248-398-9279. And don't worry about ice cream, all that other stuff. We'll make it cold where it's cold and hot where it's hot. Don't worry about that. Don't overthink it. Don't rub the fur off the teddy bear.
Better made red hot chips for me.
Is that the one from you?
That's got to go.
Okay.
In it. Yeah.
I'm going American Coney. That would be obviously from the, you know, that would be the first one to put in there. But 248-398-9279, 248-398-WCSX. What else goes in the box?
I'm trying to think what else.
Okay, Max and Irma's isn't a Detroit thing.
No.
I just miss their tortilla soup.
Yeah.
I just wanted the tortilla soup. All right, 248-398-927. You can tell we're hungry this morning. All right, we'll get to your calls next.
When you do get back to driving, here's Damone with a tip.
Whenever possible, put on side one of Led Zeppelin 4.
Jim's house, 8-11, Big Jim, Ryan, Ange, Aaron taking the day off today, and, okay, all these food boxes being shipped all over the country become a huge thing, huge thing, huge thing. So we're going to come up with one just of food from Detroit, 248-398-9279. Sharon called it and suggested the name. We're calling it the Detroit Food Box. Motown Meals.
Motown Meals, there you go.
Motown Meals work, Sharon. No, don't overthink it. I think that's it. So what goes in our box, our Motown Meals, that we would ship all over the world to make millions of dollars? Hypothetically.
Millions.
All we need is someone to coordinate all this, pay for the food, pay for the shipping, and then we'll
yeah, we don't want to do anything.
We'll
just
make
come
a jingle
up, with the
up or
idea.
Something. Yeah. If we want to get a Shark Tank, I can get you there. Anyway, 248-398-9279. Somebody texted in about Mackinac Fudge. No, it's Mackinac. It has to be Detroit.
It's
right?
Got to be inside. Yeah,
not being mean. Bell's Oberon is that?
That's a Michigan beer company.
But that's West
but it's
Michigan.
Not,
kinda?
Yeah, it's not in Detroit.
So that don't count. All right. 248-398-9279. 248
technical. 399. They're going to start yelling at us.
Yeah, way to be accommodating this morning, guys. 248-398-WCSX. Line three. Who's this?
Hi, this is Katie.
Katie, what do we put in this box?
Better made dark chips.
the Rainbow brand.
And then you got to put some mustard in there with them because Better Made Rainbow Chips with mustard, magical. Magical.
Oh, I haven't tried the mustard, but the darker.
Okay, so you're being very specific.
Also, Union Mac and Cheese.
There you go, another one. Katie, you're awesome. Have a good morning.
You too. Thank you.
Bye. Line four. Hi, who's this?
This is Lynn.
Hi, Lynn.
Hey, I would check Kowalski sausage.
Absolutely. Nothing like, you mean there's nothing that says quality like Kowalski, right?
Right. I live in Virginia, but I'm a Detroiter.
So where are you in Virginia now?
Yeah, I streamline it every day.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, you stay safe down in Virginia. We appreciate you listening, Lynn.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, that was out of nowhere. Nice to know we got people all over the country listening this morning. 248-398-9279. I know this isn't a deep topic, but it's food. We love food in Detroit.
Yep.
What goes in our Motown meals? Thanks, Sharon, for the name. A box of food that we could ship anywhere. Don't worry about freezing. And if you want to put ice cream in there, we can put ice cream. But hot stuff, we can put stuff in there. High-grade deli in Corktown.
I've never... You talk about that place a lot, and I've never been there.
And they're doing drive-up now. You can get curbside there.
Oh,
it's magical. It's magical.
And this is all this is going to do is get me mad that I haven't been to 90% of the places where I grew up.
We got to get you out more, man. All right, 248-398-9279, 248-398-WCSX. What food goes in our Motown Meals box that we're going to ship out? Well, not really, because we don't have any money. But if we did, there's what we do. We would. WCSX 821. It's Big Jim's house. Thanks for joining us this morning. Grab a cup of coffee. Big Jim, Ryan, and Ange. Aaron taking the day off here. Battle of the Burbs with good players in about 20 minutes. So playing for Buddy's Pizza this morning. But now we're focused on what everybody in the Motor City is talking about. Everyone's shipping out food boxes, and they're going all over the country. You see, you can buy food from anywhere. You can get cheesesteaks from Pat's in Philly and Lou Marnetti, the Chicago pizza place, right? I don't know, Lou Marnetti's or whatever it is. It's a casserole. It's not a pizza. Anyway, you can order from anywhere. So we want to put together our own box of all things Detroit. Sharon gave us the name Motown Meals.
I like it.
That is, that works. That works. 248-398-9279. I said the first thing American Coney because Grace talked to Grace last night. And she kind of gave us the idea because she is shipping American Coney boxes all over the country, all over the world. Has the kit and a little hat and everything.
You get everything with it.
So what do we put in our Motown meal? What would we put in there? Well, we're 248-398-9279. What do we add other than food to make sure it's a Motown thing?
Ooh, other than food?
I got a bunch of Jeremy Bonderman jerseys I could put in there from the Tigers.
Jeremy Bonderman? What?
A picture of Darko. Darko Milicic.
Side Bobby Higginson.
Just bitter things. Bitter things, yeah. Old Silverdome photos. Just rah, rah.
Cones.
Traffic
cones.
There it is. Construction barrels. Comes little mini construction barrels that are always up. All right, 2483. Wow, I got bitter in a hurry. 248-398-9279. Get off my lawn with your food ideas. What goes in there?
Buddy's Pizza.
Got to put a Buddy's in there. A Detroiter, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. There you go. Who's this?
My name is Valerie.
Valerie, we appreciate you listening in the morning. Have a great day.
Thank you very much. You too. Bye-bye.
Right. Bye. Oh, by the way, $25 to Buddy's Pizza for Battle of the Burbs. We'll get players in about 15 minutes here. Let's go to Willis. Hi, Heidi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys today?
We're wonderful. So what goes in our box of food? We're calling our Motown meal that we could ship all over the world and make millions.
Werner's ginger ale.
Got to. Absolutely.
Gotta do Werner's.
Do you have any? What ice cream goes? Do we go Stroh's for the ice cream?
Oh, that would be good. But yeah, Stroh's vanilla. You know, do a what is it? A slow cow.
Yeah. There you go. All right, you got it. Hey, Heidi, appreciate you listening in the morning. You have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi, Carrie. Where are you calling from?
Baraboo, Wisconsin.
We are reaching all over the spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of classic rock. Wow. We had Virginia and Wisconsin. So what's up, Carrie?
Werner's ice cream.
Got to. Okay.
And Saunders Bumpy Cake.
Yeah. Oh, God. We haven't mentioned Bumpy Cake yet. That's crazy.
And wash it all down with Stroh's.
And, of course, you're from Wisconsin, so you would probably sneak in a block of cheese somewhere.
No, actually, I'm from southeast Detroit.
Why? What are you doing in Wisconsin? Went there for the mild winters?
Well, work has me here, so.
All right. Well, you stay safe, man. We appreciate it. Nice to know you're listening.
Okay.
There you go. Just what a trip. All right. 248-398-9279. What goes in our Motown meal box that we're going to ship all over the world?
Everywhere.
Everywhere. Can be anything, food or non-food related. It's a whole representation of Detroit.
I know one that we got to that's just so iconic Detroit that it has to be in these. One of your man medals.
That's a tool move. See, again, we were just nice in this here. I got plenty of them. I could throw them in there.
You mean man.
Still available, by the way. What if we get one of the old Irish guys from Nemo's? It's the end of the bar.
Oh, jeez.
Just put him in the box and ship him. Oh, great. That's all I need is to go all the way to Arizona. I'll suck you right in the eye. Tim, get me a burger. You bastards. 248-398-9279. Man medals. Really? You went there?
Yeah. I contributed to the Motor City meals.
Every morning, folks. Every morning. Oh, we got a full right call. Is he going to go answer calls today or just make smart-ass comments to hurt my feelings? God. See us next. It wasn't nice. This is a backstory. I was talking to Grace Kiros, American Coney Island, and they're open. They're doing some curbside stuff, and we were talking about these boxes, the Coney boxes. They ship them all over the country. They're awesome. So I started thinking, what if you did one of all the great food in Detroit to send out to people? Sharon gave us the name Motown Meals. It's a good idea. 248-398-9279. 248-398-WCSX. What goes in this Motown meal, this box of food that we would ship? And don't worry if it's frozen or hot. We're just making this up. Unless somebody wants to put it together, and then that's an entire another conversation. Brad and Ipsy, what goes in there?
How about a punchki?
No one said that. Oh, that's a great one, dude. We got to put a punchki in there.
Absolutely.
Okay, yeah. Boom. No brainer. Brad, you're awesome, brother. Have a good day.
All right, you too. Thanks.
All right, wait a minute. Now, John, where are you calling from?
West Virginia.
West, by God, Virginia. That is fantastic, man. We got Virginia, we got Wisconsin, and now West Virginia this morning. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing great. Love listening to your guys' show in the mornings.
Thank you, man. That's fantastic. And you just, are you from Detroit or you just found us? Or how did we wind up in West Virginia?
I'm originally from Detroit.
Down there for the work, I assume?
We fell in love with the mountains.
Yeah. I got a buddy down there right now who's furloughed and said, screw it. Took his Harley, put it in the back of a trailer, and he's down there in West Virginia right now just riding around.
It's awesome weather right now. I'm sure he's enjoying it.
Dude, you're awesome. Well, John, it's nice to know. So what do we put in our Motown meals box to send to you?
Oh, the thing I miss the most is Kogel brand hot dogs.
The snap, right? It's the snap.
It's the snap.
It's the snap. There you go. This guy knows what he's talking about. John, we appreciate you listening, brother. Be well.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Nice. I have to work on this now. Actually turned into a pretty damn good idea. Battle of the Burbs will get players in less than 10 minutes. Oh, by the way, Buddy's Pizza up for grabs. How about that? Sure, it's classic rock. 33 years, man. Big Jim's house. 3 years. Anyway. Battle of the Burbs time. You guys ready to play? 248-398-9279. 248-398-WCSX. We need three players. East side, west side, downriver. We'll give you three trivia questions. You get two out of three right, you win. And it's funny, we were talking about Detroit food for our food box, and we got $25 from Buddy's Pizza. For the winner of Battle of the Burbs, man. Nothing more Detroit than that. Home of the original square deep dish pizza since 1946. And again, be patient, too. When you call in, sometimes you can't get through the first time. That's okay, because we got to get players east-west downriver. Hey, Jim's house. Big Jim, Ryan, and Ann. Jared's got the day off today. Good questions. She wrote the questions for Burbs. Thank you, Aaron. We'll play next. Jim, Ryan, Ange, Aaron's got the day off today, so I'm going to run our players through the rules as well here, playing for $25 from Buddy's Pizza. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, here we go. Now, Tracy, you're representing the east side, so you'll yell out east, and then we'll call on you, okay?
Okay.
All right, nice and loud. Joel, you're west side, so you would yell out west if you know the answer, and then we'll call on you. Good?
Yep.
Okay, and then downriver, our buddy Ron. Ron, you yell out down if you know the answer. You got it?
Got it.
Nice. Okay, here we go. One guess per question, so you can't just keep blurting things out. First person to get two out of three wins. Question number one. In the 18th and 19th century, a sponge was thrown into the ring instead of a towel to call it quits in this two...
No!
Ron, what's the answer?
Boxing.
It is boxing. They threw in the sponge. Although they kind of... Well, wait a minute. Creed's manager always whipped a sponge with water to everybody, so anyway... Sorry, that was the most random thing. Yes, seamless. Seamless, O'Brien, seamless. Question number two. Ken Osmond has died at age 76. He played Wally Cleaver's annoying friend, Eddie Haskell.
Down.
Ron for the win.
Eddie Haskell.
No, not Eddie Haskell.
East side.
Tracy, what's the answer?
Leave it to Beaver.
There it is. Yeah. Played Eddie Haskell on Leave It to Beaver. Joel, you're still in this, man. Don't give up, okay?
Yep.
All right, here we go. East side with one, downriver with one. Question number three. Race car driver Dario Franchitti is 47 years old today. He was married to this actress who starred alongside Morgan Freeman in the film Kiss the Girls.
Down.
Down.
Ron for the win.
Julia Roberts.
No, not Julia Roberts.
Dario. East.
Tracy for the win.
Drew Barrymore.
Not Drew Barrymore. Ashley Judd. That's her. Here we go. All right. Former NFL tiebreaker, east side, downriver, west side. Here we go. Former NFL great Archie Manning is 71 years old today. He's the father of Peyton.
Down.
Go ahead, Ron.
The Colts?
No. He's the father of Peyton Manning and this other NFL quarterback son. Think New York Giants.
Eli or East?
East. Tracy, what's the answer?
Is it Eli?
It is Eli. Hey, Eli Manning, you did it. $25, East side with the win this morning. Joel and Ron, we will play three times tomorrow. Battle of the Burbs Wednesday. You guys, Joel, good talking to you, brother.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right, you got it, man. Tracy, congratulations. You got to yell out East side.
East side.
Nice job, East side.
East side.
Today's winners in the Battle of the Burbs. Heard only in Big Jim's house on 94.7 WCSX.
When you need a home electrician, you need to call an expert from Metro Electric. Metro Electric provides expert installation and guarantees all repairs. Lots of people look have been outed because they've been using the name Pasquale's Pizza and Wings on food delivery apps. People who don't normally order from Chuck E. Cheese are ordering from Pasquale's because they think it's a local pizzeria. And not a chain. So that's what they've been doing. So it says, like, they use fresh homemade pizza dough, just like Chuck E. Cheese said. Wait a minute. It's the same thing. Same stuff that we use. We just labeled it differently.
So why are they doing this? To trick people into buying their pizza?
Well, like you said, I think that's got to go. Okay, now they're saying they're not.
Is there something corporate doesn't want them delivering pizza?
I've got the statement. We use fresh homemade pizza dough just like Chuck E. Cheese, but it's a different pizza that features a thicker crust and extra sauce, giving consumers a more flavorful, more premium pizza experience. Pasquale's recipes are currently unavailable for delivery. Select items might be added to the menu at Chuck E. Cheese in the future.
This is great. I want to know who sat around and came up with this name. They just made up a fake
name. They went after Pasquale. They did. Pasquale's. I'm trying to think of any other story similar to that. 248-398-9279. You call or text us. Where you change the name and it's the same thing. I swear there's one. I swear there's one. And it completely eludes me right now.
Well, I know certain vodkas, like the Kirkland vodka.
Kirkland is actually another.
Goose.
Right. So
in the bottle,
right.
They just marked it Kirkland, and I'm convinced I've been buying Kirkland golf balls. I'm convinced their title is golf balls.
So it's not like it's unheard of. It's not unheard of. I mean, like, you know, Trader Joe's, place like that. But for food, for restaurants to do that, that's different.
My gambling site used to have to disguise what they were called. I used to have money withdrawn from a vitamin company all the time.
It's legal now, so we can talk about it.
I like to get my steaks from Ruth's Chrissy Cheese, my new favorite steakhouse. It's like Ruth's Chris. It's just half the price, and it's delivered by a rep. So that's kind of the, if you're looking for a good place. I mean, if you can do this for anything. Like,
it's hilarious.
I get my favorite Chinese restaurant, Chow Mein E Cheese. Love that place. A rat.
There's always room in Big Jim's house.
Hey, dude, don't go away, man. I'm staying, finishing my coffee, enjoying my coffee.
Call or text 248-398-WCSX.
Alexa may not be able to do everything you want her to do.
Alexa, buy toilet paper.
Sorry, I don't do booty calls.
Alexa.
Every time.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so we'll be doing that tomorrow morning. And hula hoop sales have jumped because of the coronavirus. Hula hoop sales. Women are using it for exercise. You've got nieces and nephews, though. Have you hula hooped?
Oh, yeah.
Like you hula hooped well?
No.
Okay.
No. And they do it all the time, and they're starting to do it where, you know, the trick stuff where you start at your waist, and then you bring it up, and you start doing it on your arm and bring it to your other arm and spin it around that
way.
God,
you sound bitter there, Logan.
Well, yeah.
Why? Because you're...
I don't like seeing my nieces and nephews do things that, like, I used to be able to do when I was more flexible and in shape. It bothers me.
What are you talking about? That's a horrible thing.
I mean, I'm happy that they're doing well, but...
Not that well. All right. Way to tear down your nieces and nephews.
Have you ever tried the weighted hula hoop that's up in the workout room?
No, those ones look like they got like a shotgun slug in them.
Yeah, years ago we did that contest where I was doing different workouts every morning.
Did you try that
and
one?
And one of them was hula hoop, and nobody knew that I don't even think I got half one.
All right, so if you take one thing from our show today is Ryan's really bitter at little kids that can hula hoop. Sorry to mean to trigger you there, man. Wow. Okay. Can't believe they're out there riding a big wheel, you jerks. Just enjoy your hula hoop, unless you're around Ryan. I know what to get you for Christmas now. Okay, so Battle of the Burbs, we'll be back on that. Reeling in the Years, we'll get into that as well. If you want to see the video of our friend who was run over by her car when she didn't put it in park, no injuries. Well, she got a pretty good bruise, and her leg swolled up real good, but Julie's doing fine. Just text us. The keyword, of course, is
house.
And warning, we put the Facebook video up, right?
Yes.
Just a little bit of language.
Yes, there is a little bit in there.
She said the exact words that you would say when you were being run over by a car or watching your niece and nephew hula hoop. Same thing.
Michigan, you're staying home, staying safe, and saving lives. The coronavirus pandemic has put us to the test.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.